This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. We're going to discuss this little tit for tat with the Mexican president over the Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America, depending on how you look at it. We'll discuss that this hour. A little bit of system talk with the globalists, what's happening in the UK, how's it in any way connected to what's happening here? We'll discuss that, do some emails, have some fun, do some things. Before we do that, I'm going to talk about this because I got a bunch of emails and voicemails last night after we were talking about Trump being out there talking, hey, I want Greenland. I'm going to take Greenland. I can't guarantee I won't send in the military. I want the Panama Canal back. We should have never given it up. And the Gulf of Mexico and all this stuff. And as I explained last night, one of the two reasons, I only explained one last night, is that Donald Trump wants to do big things. People like that. Presidents, generals, kings, these people in these big, powerful positions oftentimes want to do big things, things that sound crazy. Chuck Schumer says it sounds zany.
Renaming the Gulf of Mexico may be a zany new idea.
Okay. I explained that last night, so I'm not going to talk about that again. There is a second part of this that I see a lot of people miss. And it blows me away how many people I see miss this part. Let me ask you. If I'm selling, we've done this a similar analogy before, but if I'm selling Jesse Kelly burgers, that's not a real restaurant, but if I'm selling Jesse Kelly burgers to Jewish producer Chris, okay, that's a bad example. I wouldn't get a good price. If I'm selling Jesse Kelly burgers to producer Corey and I want $1 million, when I walk in, do I tell Corey, if I know it's a negotiation, do I walk in and tell Corey, I want $1 million? Is that where I start my negotiation? Of course not. That's ridiculous. Corey is going to counter, no, I'll only give you $100,000 and then I have to counter, no, I want $950,000. No matter what, if I've started there, I'm not going to get the $1 million. If I want $1 million, I'll walk in and tell Corey, I want $10 million. I have a much better chance at walking out with what I want. When it comes to Mexico, and this will apply to Canada as well, so I'll come back to that. When it comes to Mexico, Donald Trump wants things from Mexico. From Mexico, he wants better trade deals for the United States of America. In fact, he wants that same thing from Canada as well. He wants better trade deals. He wants better rates. We'll call it rates. He wants a better deal for America. But what leverage do you have? If you come out and take these extreme positions, we're going to make Canada the 51st state and we'll threaten them economically if they don't. For Mexico, we're just going to rename the Gulf of Mexico. You take these extreme positions. Also, I should note, he wants Mexico to aid and will need Mexico to aid in a great way the mass deportation program he wants. If you want things from these countries and you feel like you're going to have to negotiate with them, well, that is what Donald Trump has done his entire life. I don't give a crap if you hate Donald Trump. I hate him. I don't give a crap. He's been a businessman his whole life. That's what he has done. Love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. That's what he's done. He wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. He is taking these, quote, zany, wild, crazy-sounding positions on things, in part because he wants to do big things, yes, but also when you take a crazy position like Jesse Kelly Burgers is worth $10 million, that becomes your starting position. You have staked out for yourself a good starting position that gives you a better chance of getting a lot or at least some of what you want. If I'm arguing with Ob, or I know I'm about to argue with Ob about where to go for dinner, and I, in the back of my mind, have a couple restaurants in mind, I don't start out the negotiation by telling her, and don't worry, I won't pick Red Lobster. Because she doesn't like Red Lobster. In fact, the smartest way to start out that negotiation is, I want to go to Red Lobster for dinner, period. In fact, I don't even want to consider anything else. Because she's going to argue against that. And then we might relent and go to Waffle House. Go to Little Caesars. Go to one of the other places that I love that she says are gross or white trash. You start out with a better negotiating position. That's what Donald Trump is doing with a lot of this stuff. You take a zany position, a crazy position, whatever way you want to put it, and it helps you get what you want in the end. He's been doing it his entire life in the business world, and he's doing it now. Will it work? I don't know. Look, I don't know. But I'm not even cheering it. I'm not criticizing it. I'm just explaining what's very obviously happening, all right? Let's do some emails. I didn't get to near enough last night. I feel bad. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, sorry for your troubles in Europe. He's talking about the airlines screwing us and all those things. I notice you always name companies with which you have had a great experience, even if they're not sponsors. Yes, pause on that. I always believe in that. I like working people. I like when companies provide a great service. I like to talk about it. Sponsor, no sponsor. I like to talk about it. I am pro-America and pro-people. All right? So anyway, the guy goes on and says, why don't you call out these companies with which you've had a bad experience? For instance, he said two examples. The airline that wouldn't let you on the plane or kept your luggage for two freaking days. And the tour company you guys use for your New York City trip with the commie tour guide, you say more public shame is what's needed. Maybe it's time to set the example and call these people out. It will also warn your listeners to avoid bad situations in those companies, says his name is Chris. Okay. He makes a very good argument for why I should do that, because I did not name the airline yesterday. And it's not even an American airline, to be honest with you. I did not name the airline, and he's correct. I have maybe I've done it. You'll remember better than I can. I'm stupid, but I don't call out bad companies, bad experiences by name. He makes a very valid argument why I should. Then people can watch out for it, but I'm not going to justify why I don't. I'm just going to explain why I don't. You may like this explanation, you may not, but this is the reason I don't. People who get in any way famous, I hate saying it like that, but I'm talking whatever you do, whether you're Tom Cruise or a dumb radio host like me or whatever, or anything in between, people who get large platforms, there is something that has always bothered me, and I can't put into words. I actually don't know. I've never psychoanalyzed myself. I can't put into words why it bothers me, but it has always bothered me when I see it. It bothers me when these people, one, they almost never compliment companies when they do good, and two, when they use their big platform to blast away at companies and essentially use their power to try to bully a company into doing something they want done because they have a big enough platform to hurt the company. I don't like it. I can't explain why I don't like it. I look, when it comes to airlines, because it wasn't It wasn't United. So, and it's not that I'm a fan of United, but I'm just, because it wasn't that, I'll use this as an example. You've probably seen this if you're on social media or you listen to the radio, which very clearly you do, or whatever, however you consume media, you've probably seen somebody, whether it's someone you love, somebody you hate, go online and said, United Airlines is such crap. I hate United. I missed my flight, and now I'm 20 minutes late. What are you doing, United? You shouldn't do this, United. And then almost always, the airline will get worried that their reputation's garbage. So they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Celebrity. I'm so sorry. Let us give you free first-class tickets. Let us give you... And I can't explain why I dislike it, but I dislike it, and I don't do it. That's why. What'd you say, Chris? Because they would do it for me? But not anybody else. That's probably it. In fact, that's exactly it. It kind of feels gross to me that I could blast a company publicly and they would come grovel for my approval. Maybe, maybe not. But they would come grovel for my approval. But someone who doesn't have a radio show, which is really not that important, they would not get the same treatment. Does that sound weird? Am I weird? I'm weird. We'll go do some other stuff. Let's talk about, someone wants to talk about the New York subway, and let's move on and talk about other stuff. First, let's talk about Pure Talk. I've never complained about Pure Talk. You know, when I was in Rome, you know, I was making calls on my Pure Talk phone. Pure Talk's international now. Oh, more cities than I can name for you now. When I say you don't sacrifice when you switch to Pure Talk, you don't sacrifice. Your coverage is just as good or better. When I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk, my coverage got better. I pay half with better coverage, and my money goes to a company that actually loves the country. I don't have to pay some dirtball corporate company that hates me now. I don't have to do that anymore. You know, it's easy to switch. All you have to do is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. You'll speak to an American. They hire Americans. Did I mention that? #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am all you've got tonight. I don't know that that actually worked out the way I wanted it to. Either way, let's do some emails, some voicemails. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Jesse, I'm hearing again on the news about the woman set on fire in the New York subway. Police officer failed to help. It occurred to me, the Democrats won that city again. He's just going on a rant about all the failure in these Democrat-controlled areas. And you know what? That pairs perfectly with the voicemail somebody left. Listen to this.
Hey, Jesse. You know, sometimes when I look at the news and I see how so many Americans say negative things about America, it's really easy to get down on that. And then I remember that during the Revolutionary War, at no time did more than 45% of the population in the Americas believe in the war. And yet, from that 45%, we wound up with the greatest country and the greatest constitution in the history of the world. So keep heart, keep up the fight. It's a war that can be won, but we've got to keep up the hard work.
Amen. In a bunch of different ways. There are always evil people trying to destroy things, to destroy the things you love, the things I love. There are always evil people in government and evil people in business, and evil people have always been with us. And there have always been good people fighting back. And it doesn't take all of us. But the rot we're seeing, the hollowing out of America that we're seeing, it's because we have neglected it. We got so busy with our lives, myself included, we have neglected it. And, you know, we look at these Democrat-run places, and we look at what disasters they are now. Chicago, they call it Chirac after Iraq. You realize that? We look at what's happening in California. Southern California is paradise. Honestly, so is Northern California. Paradise. And we wake up one day and they can't clear the brush out. And they're, how do these things happen? Donald Trump went off, by the way. He went off about this, why all this stuff happens. Listen to him talk about the neglect. How does this happen? Well, enough people ignored it. But we can change it if enough people get involved.
And you could revert water up into the hills where you have all the dead forests, where the forests are so brittle. The head of Austria tells me, you know, we have trees that are much more flammable than what you have in California. We never have.
This was Trump on Rogan, I should know.
Forest floors, because they maintain their forests. And you have all that water that could be used to, as water, what they call water flow, where the where the land would be damp. And you'd stop many of these horrible fires that are costing billions and billions of dollars by the federal government, etc. So one thing I'm going to do for California, vote for me, California. I'm going to give you safety. I'm going to give you a great border. And I'm going to give you more water than almost anybody has. And the farmers up north are going to be able to use 100% of their land, not 1% of their land.
Yeah. Mismanagement, neglect, corruption. Sending all your water, all your fresh water, not to the reservoirs, not to the people, but sending it out to the sea for some fish or some weird crap. How does a government get that broken and lost? People get comfortable. Comfortable with life. Comfortable with the fun and the sun and the life and the jobs and the family. And we neglect things. And when we neglect maintenance, society rots out from under us. Let's do some more emails. Jesse, I hear President Trump wants to buy Greenland. Do you think one of the reasons for this is to have somewhere to send illegals if their home country won't take them? No, he's not going to send all the illegals up to Greenland. Look, if you want Greenland, you don't want Greenland for anything that's necessarily in Greenland. It's a frozen hellscape. There's only 50. Have you seen how big Greenland is? Have you seen it? Just look at it. Pull it up on your phone. It's enormous. 50,000 people live there. Why? Because it's horrible. But you want it for, if you do want it, and he does, you want it for strategic reasons. And it opens up, if you look at your map, go ahead, pull up your map and look at it. It opens up a northern passageway in east to west or west to east, a horizontal, a northern passageway, a northern shipping lane if you get control of that. The only reason you would want it, it would be strategic. Hey, Jesse, I think you're giving yourself too much credit for solving your rat problem because just now you're telling us you had a snake in the house. We all know who's doing the heavy lifting. His name is Dave. Listen, that snake we found in the house, or I found in the house and then Ob screamed about, that was a tiny little garter snake. That snake's getting absolutely no credit for the fact that Craven, that's me, Craven conquered the rats. All I had to kill was one. I didn't have to kill them all. You kill one, you make an example of him, the others will learn. All right? All right. Joe Biden's going to give out preemptive pardons? That sounds like that's more than just a rumor. Sounds like it's real. And the UK, they don't want anybody looking into the Muslim rape gangs. Huh. We'll talk about those things. Might be painful unless you're taking Relief Factor. Actually, I don't think to be honest, I don't think Relief Factor can help with that kind of pain. But physical pain, that daily pain that bothers you, your neck, your back, your elbow, your muscles, your joints, you don't have to live with it. And you don't have to keep taking those things to mask it. That's terrible for you and your body. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. What does it do? It supports your body's natural response to that inflammation. Your body's trying to fight the inflammation. Your body needs a little bit of help. You know, over 1 million people have tried it, and almost all of them, after trying it, because they send you 3 weeks worth, they call and order more. Does that sound like it works? It works. Get rid of that pain in your life. Call 1-800 the number 4 relief, or go to relieffactor.com. We'll deal with this. What's happening in the UK, and how's it connected to what Biden's doing here? Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone? Who knows? Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. And again, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to those here in a few. So, Joe Biden confirmed that he's considering preemptive pardons. Liz Cheney, Anthony Fauci, things like that. That happened today. Something else happened today. They had a vote over there in the UK. The Labour Party, remember, the Labour Party in the UK, that's their Democrats. That's their Communist Party. The Labour Party in the UK, stop me if any of this sounds familiar, they have partnered with foreigners. They are bringing in as many foreigners as humanly possible, mainly Muslims over there from Pakistan, places like that. They're bringing in as many foreigners as humanly possible, partnering with them, and the partnering goes like this, and this is from people in the UK I've talked to. If you're in the Labour Party, their Communist Party, they're Democrats, you bring in a bunch of these guys, they're very much going to form their own community. That's generally how that type of mass immigration works. They'll form their own community, really their own government. So why would Labour do this? Because a deal is struck, you see. They want those votes. Labour, they're Democrats, they want to stay in power. The deal is the imports will continue to vote for Labour. Labour will, in turn, continue to provide legal cover for the crimes committed by the groups that came in. So how's this work in the end? How it works in the end is 12-year-old British girls get preyed upon and torn apart by these rape gangs. The people in charge, the politicians in charge, politicians, judges, cops, they've struck a deal. They will, in some cases, arrest the girls or arrest the parents of the girls for speaking out about it, running a complete protection racket. So Labour wins, they get to keep all their power. The foreigners win, they get to continue to pillage the UK like the barbarians they are. Who loses? The patriotic British citizen. None of this sounds familiar, right? Well, we've had a lot of stuff come out recently about this. And so what happened was today it got up for a vote. And what they wanted to do, they wanted to look into this more. Only the Labour Party has more votes. 364 to 111. They denied the inquiry. It's not even going to be looked into officially now. This is not just happening in the UK. It's not just happening in America. I know all this sounds familiar. It's exactly what Democrats did. It's why they opened up the border and brought in 15, 20 million people from all over the planet. They're doing the exact same thing in the exact same way for the exact same reason. This is happening all across Western civilization. Committing crimes against us. Western civilization, the government's no longer seeing themselves as the vanguard of freedom. They see themselves as kings and queens, and they see their citizens, the patriotic citizens, as the only ones who might hold them back from taking all the money and power. And so they have declared war against their own people. The Democrat Party in this country has done it. You've seen all the evidence of it in the last 4 years. The Labour Party in the UK, the Canada's going through this. Everyone in Canada's screaming at the radio right now, we're going to talk about us. Exactly the same thing is happening up there. This is happening across Western civilization. As I've said many times, it is the overarching story of our time that explains almost every single story underneath it. Western governments turning their guns inward against their own citizens so they can loot and pillage their countries as they burn it to ash. Joe Biden, of course he's considering preemptive pardons. These people have been committing crimes with their positions of power for the longest time. Finally, it looks like the Trump administration has the teeth and the will to start going after the criminals for the crimes they've committed. Trump appears to be much more into it this time. Much more aware, I should say, of how evil these people are and what must be done. When the FBI's rifling through your wife's underwear drawer, it tends to wake you up to what exactly you're dealing with. And so Joe Biden, on the way out the door, he's going to hand out as much legal cover as humanly possible. You see this everywhere. Western governments turning against their own citizens. Headline, this is from Insider Paper. Surge in Telegram. Telegram is a social media app. A messaging app is what it is. It's billed. I never want to ever say anything is secure, because really anything electronic is not secure. But it's sold as being one of the most secure messaging apps. So anyway, the headline is, surge in Telegram user data is passed to French authorities. Why? Why are French authorities? Why did they lock up the guy who runs Telegram? Why did this happen? Because Western governments have turned against their own citizens.
Last time I was in the US, I brought an engineer that is working for Telegram, and there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back by cybersecurity officers or agents, wherever they are called.
The US government tried to hire your engineer?
That's my understanding. That's what he told me.
To write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the US government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The US government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor regardless of who is using it.
Why? Why do the, quote, free countries of the West, America, Canada, UK, France, these are supposed to be the bastions of freedom. Why are their governments so desperately trying to find out what you are saying to your friends and family? Because they're evil tyrants. They understand you're a patriot interested in saving your country, preserving your freedoms, maintaining your culture. And to these people, that makes you enemy numero uno. Don't think for a second these people lay awake at night and stress about Vladimir Putin in Russia or Xi Jinping in China or ISIS or any of the other evil people on the planet. The thing that keeps these people up at night is you, the patriotic citizen who is interested in his country, loves his country, wants to stop the looting of his country. You are the only thing that keeps them up at night. And every single thing they do is now designed to stop you from stopping them. That's why they do these things. That is the fight of our time. And it is a fight that will go on for the rest of your life. It will go on the rest of my life. It is the fight of our time. We are pushing back, it seems like, globally. But don't think for a second these evil people have changed a single one of their plans. All right? All right, let's do some emails, move on to some other things. Before we do those, you see these fires right now. Let me ask you something. I want you to just take a second, and I want you to take a mental inventory of the pictures and videos in your home. Those vacation pictures. Those baby pictures of the kiddos. Grandpa's picture from boot camp. How many of those things have you digitized and saved on a thumb drive somewhere? How many of those things? One fire Doesn't have to be a wildfire. One electrical fire. One thing goes wrong tonight, and those things are gone. Get a hold of Legacy Box and make sure those things are preserved forever. Legacy Box has helped over a million people. They are helping me currently with my father. I want to be able to, you know what I want? I want to be able to pull up my phone and I want to be able to look at pictures of my dad. But they're all Polaroids. How do I do that? Legacy Box sends you a box. All those camcorder tapes, film reels, pictures, you put it in the box and you just send it to Legacy Box. They digitize it all for you. Don't wait until after the fire. I wish I'd done it. 50%. You save 50% right now. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. Don't wait until it's too late. Do it now. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day, reminding you if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, let's do a voicemail, shall
Jesse,
we?
Jesse, welcome back. I have to say, you really had me laughing last night about the trip. We are so glad to have you back. I've never laughed so hard since the tenderloin story on Thanksgiving. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's not nice to laugh about my tenderloin story. I still feel bad about that whole thing. Jesse, you're killing me. I used to travel for work, and you never check anything you might need within a day or so. Toiletries, medications, emergency socks are all with me at all times. Okay, listen. I've decided, after this recent debacle with the lost bags and everything else, you already know that I'm dead set against checking bags, period. Within reason. You see, if I'm gone 2, 3, 4, 5 days, I don't ever check a bag. Yeah, Chris, I've gone 5 days, no bags. But definitely 2, 3 days, 4 days, I never, ever, ever check a bag, ever. I will figure out a way to do it. I'll rewear some pants. You know, you just, the pair of shoes you're wearing, that's the only one you take the whole time. You can make it work. You can make it work. And ladies don't say, well, I can't do that. Your clothes are teeny, teeny, tiny compared to dudes' clothes. You wear those little dime sundresses and things like that. Those things fold up into the size of a freaking quarter. Don't tell me you can't do it. Anyway, I never check bags unless it's 7, 8 days. And this was supposed to be a 7-day trip. Check the bag. We all checked the bag. I decided from now on, I'm not checking a bag no matter what. And I'm going to go as long as humanly possible without checking a bag. And if I ever break and I check a bag, I will come on here on the air and admit my failure to you. But I will find a way to do it. Look, you can always get laundry done or stop and do laundry. Everybody has a laundromat. You can stop in a laundromat for an hour on vacation, especially if you're married. That's basically her job anyway. Jesse, being in the military, did you ever see UFOs or weird things that cannot be explained? Or did you know anyone that did? Seems a lot of military guys have seen these kinds of things. I'm a huge skeptic, but it seems a little too weird. Okay. What I'm about to say, you're going to hate. Well, I shouldn't say you're going to hate me for. There's a chance the emails and the voicemails are going to be full. Well, they're generally already full anyway. They're going to be irate with what I'm about to tell you. All right. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com is the email address. You're welcome to scream at me. 877-377-4373 is where you leave a voicemail. You're welcome to scream at me. So I'm going to tell you this. I am not the guy to come to for things like ghost stories and UFOs and things like that. And it's not because I don't want to believe those things. I've told you before, I'll go to haunted houses with Aub. Wherever we find them, we'll go on like a haunted tour. We did a haunted jail tour in Charleston one time. And everyone freaked out when they finally locked us in the basement of this jail where a bunch of people had been tortured. Ab and I were both laughing hysterically. I want to see a ghost. I want to believe. I can't do it. I'm worried that my mind is blocking me. Okay? So when it comes to UFOs, this is what I believe. There are a lot of things in the sky, especially today. A lot of things in the sky. And I'm not just talking about shooting stars and things like that. You can go down to Radio Shack. Chris, does Radio Shack still exist? It doesn't. Okay, you go down to a Best Buy. You can go down to Best Buy right now and grab a drone. I don't know how much it costs. We all know Chris wouldn't pay full price. We could run down to Best Buy right now and grab a drone, and I could fly a drone around the sky. I'm assuming using my phone. I don't know. I don't have a drone, but you can go down and pick up drones. There are personal drones. There are commercial planes. There are private planes. We have a little airfield a few miles from my house where people have private planes, not jets. The little prop planes, they just park them in a garage. You know, they're always up flying. You always see them flying around. There's, Chris said, $25. $25 for a drone? Okay, $25. $25. You know Chris found the best deal. $25, you get a drone. That doesn't even include governments, militaries. And they are all experimenting with drone technology right now, because they view drone technology, especially because of the war in Russia, or in Ukraine, the Russia-Ukrainian war, we're watching how that war is being fought, and we're all saying to ourselves, uh-oh, drones look like they're really, really, really important now. There are tons of things in the sky. No, I didn't see anything when I was in the Marines that I looked up and thought, whoa, those must be aliens. I never looked up and saw anything like that before. And if I did look up and see something creepy and crazy in the sky, I would assume it was a drone or a plane or a... I know the email inbox is going to be full of people telling me about their alien abductions. And I know. And I'm not even denying your story. I don't know. I wasn't there. Go ahead and email me your story about ghosts and aliens. I'll read them tomorrow on the air. You know, that's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave voicemails. You can send me an email with your alien or ghost stories. It's fine. I'm not calling you an idiot or crazy. I have a mental block, and I just can't get there. I'm sorry. I get it from my father. My dad. I know, Chris, I don't like fun. Remember, my dad didn't like fun. He hated fun. He thought it was ridiculous. Okay? The obliterator's fun. How great does your blender have to be that you name it the obliterator? I told you last night about Chefman, about the IQ sense, the thermometers you stick in the meat and you leave in the meat while you're smoking it, and then it connects to an app on your phone. They do those IQ sense thermometers. They do the obliterator blenders. They do more things. They have all kinds of stuff that looks super, super fancy. You know, Ab only keeps stuff on the counter that looks good. Their stuff looks super fancy, but it's affordable. It's for normal people. The obliterator, I told you Ab makes that superfood smoothie every morning. The obliterator handles it every day. It's built to handle 20 years of daily use. Go to chefman.com and see what I'm talking about. You can pick these things up in Walmart. That's how big they've gotten now. chefman.com. Chefman.com. Get an obliterator. It's the best blender ever, and it looks great. You'll see what I'm talking about. It looks great. And get one of the IQ sense things and stab your meat. All right? We have an hour left. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.